I was all alone. My times of trouble and pain, I used to think there was no one else who felt the cold and rain. Then I woke up to humanity. We were standing hand in hand, and I knew we were one again across this great land.
Good morning. Good morning, and welcome to another edition of The Balancing Point. This is, again, on the Monday show, sometimes we'll record them and play them over at later dates. So this show is taking place live on April the 16th, 2012. I have a scheduled guest this morning, Anastasia White. Hi, is that Anastasia?
It is. Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great. We did a group detox kickoff yesterday, and I started doing that about 2 years ago. We just decided to do it, and we had about 50 people sign up a couple years ago, and the results were so dramatic because, you know, you get that energy, that power of having all those people, and the results were great. So now we do that a couple times a year, and we started yesterday morning. And we had 81 people sign up for the event. I don't know how many were there, but I think 58 people actually agreed and started the detox and got products to do that. So it's always so wonderful for me when I see people turn out like that and just you see them recommit to their health. So I'm still a little bit buzzed from that.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice. It's wonderful that you offer that. And I know that even in the mass media, there has been a lot of talk about diet and what's in our food, and a lot more emphasis on the connection between our food and chronic diseases.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot more hitting the press now.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, I feel like it's kind of boiling up from the bottom up, seeping up. I mean, who was telling me about an article about physicians taking a natural foods cooking class?
Really? Wow.
Yes. Somewhere in the New York Times, even maybe something like that. Yeah. And
yeah,
I think
people ask me a lot about Dr. Oz. And when he first got on the air, I didn't think he was actually that knowledgeable about natural health. And he said a couple things I thought were questionable. And I don't watch the show, but every week I probably get half a dozen to a dozen people that come in and talk about things that he's talked about on his TV show, and they seem right on. I mean, just dead on. I think he's really done a great job of educating himself and has good people on there. And I think he's starting to kind of make a difference there, too. I think the people that watch his show are probably going in and seeing their doctors, and since he's a medical doctor, that carries a little weight with them.
Right, right. I had also mixed critique of Dr. Oz. There was a few shows where, you know, I just thought, God, what are you saying? And then I really gained a lot of respect for him when he did. I happened to see a show, I don't know where I was, that the TV was on. I think I was staying with my elderly aunt. And he was doing a show on apple juice and where the apple juice is coming from and the kinds of chemicals that they're using on the apples. And it was really good because, boy, did it ever just completely set on fire mothers, you know, who thought that they were really doing good by not giving their kids any sugar drinks and using apple juice and applesauce as the sweets, kind of. And I was really impressed with how he, and they went after him because he named companies that were buying their apples from China. Yeah. On his show, and so that's pretty ballsy, I have to say. So I'm really glad to hear you say that about Dr. Oz, because since then, that was probably, you know, 8 months ago. I'm really happy to hear that he's, because people, the medical world, it's boiling up from the bottom, you know, it's boiling up, that's all I can say. It's coming up from the bottom, and I'm thinking that really that's the way it's going to go, because, you know, the top has kind of fallen apart, even though they're really trying to hold it together in a major way.
Worldwide,
and rather than things coming top down, I think it's going to be coming bottom up now.
I think so too. In pretty much every arena you look at politics throughout the world, And most of these fomentations, I'm going to call them, or a lot of them are just almost instantaneous things out of decades or hundreds of years of frustrations, but they are really boiling up from the bottom. It's a fascinating dynamic.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I think that that's the kind of natural. I remember listening to this quantum physicist say that the physicists think that their theories come top down.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it's the opposite. It comes bottom up.
Fascinating.
It's how really the energy moves in its natural sort of flow.
So what do you want to enlighten us about today, or
you know, I'd like to talk about the wood element today.
Oh, okay, great. Love it.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing and been focusing on in this springtime. And since we talked about the water element last time I was on, and, well, we didn't get to a whole bunch of water, as I remember. Is this my third time with you? So we did. I came back and talked about the water element. Yeah,
great. You did, but even then we got carried away talking about a whole bunch of things. We could have probably done 3 or 4 shows on the water element. But it was great because I had several people come in, you know, and it gets people to think. And that's the whole point of this, the whole idea. And they were asking me questions about the water element and how it affected their lives and kind of doing some self-analysis, which was really fabulous. I love that.
Yeah.
So I'm really anxious to talk about wood.
So, good. Mm-hmm. Well, we had a wonderful wood display with that lightning and thunder. Not only the thunder is associated to the wood, but I happened to look at Lu Ming. I'm a Facebook connection friend of Lu Ming's, and Lu Ming had a picture of, did you see the photographs of the lightning off the bridge?
I did. It was phenomenal. Yeah.
I know. And he said, oh, the dragon. And then he went, ooh, on his Facebook thing. And I thought, wow, that's very interesting, the whole year of the dragon and having that lightning come down like that and have it be so strong like that. So what we have is really in the wood element in the spring is we've got a very powerful energy. Not only is it the season of the wood and the springtime, but we're in a dragon year. So you have a double kind of whammy of energy that is available to us. I call this time a time of being able to gather energy because you don't even really have to cultivate it in the spring, in the wood element. It is there. It is coming up out of the ground with the same vigor that the plants are coming up out of the ground now.
Well, that's a great point.
Yeah, there's a tremendous amount of energy at this time of year, and it can be overwhelming. It can be overwhelming, and it can make people nervous and anxious and angry and frustrated when that energy comes up too quickly and it's not sort of channeled. I want to say channeled is a good word. So let me go through. What I'd like to do is I'd like to talk about the relationships of the wood element to begin with, and I want to talk about them in 3 different areas. As the wood element relates to the cosmos, as it relates to our human bodies, and as it relates to human psyche. So as it relates to the cosmos, as I mentioned, thunder, wind is associated with the wood element, the planet Jupiter. And I love that because wood is expansive. It's just the idea of all of the plants and the trees. I mean, I just am amazed at the trees on my street of how it seemed like just yesterday I was looking at the bare branches and continually sweeping leaves. And I just drove up the other day and I thought, wow, look at the trees. They are completely greened out. Now, some trees go before other trees in terms of their leafing out. But everywhere you're seeing this burst of energy from the earth. And what's happening is the yin is being pulled out by the yang. So we came from water, which was completely yin in the wintertime. And then you've got this yang energy pulling up out of the earth these plants, this energy. And so in the spring, you've got that mix of yang and yin, basically. And you see it in the weather. You see the weather. We actually haven't had terribly warm weather, but oftentimes in the spring, and I think it's supposed to warm up this week and probably then cool off again, I'll bet. just because of the crazy weather patterns everywhere. It's very unpredictable, the climate these days. But you get, you know, you get the rain and the sun, you get the wind, you get this mix, basically. Both in the spring and in the fall, we have those kinds of mixes of yin and yang, basically. And
yeah,
so one time it looks
kind of
very warm and very spring-like and very yang-like, and then a few days later it's like winter again.
And well, we've certainly had that this year. I typically will start, for example, our detox. I've often started it earlier in the season, but this year it just wasn't the right time. Things just kept changing and changing, exactly as you said. And so we moved it back a bit to allow us to get through those storms.
Yes. And that's really good, because I was suggesting to folks that I was lecturing to about drinking, having miso in the morning as your warm drink.
Yeah.
And usually I start to change that warm drink to like a lemon water, a warm lemon water, more for the wood element and more for the spring and more for the detoxing and alkalizing the diet. But you had to get through that cold spell before you really change into this elimination, so to speak, that we do in the springtime, sort of peeling off the layers of the winter, of the gathering and consolidating that we do in the water element. And then in the spring, it's this burst of, wow, literally it's taking the coat off from the inside, so to speak, and gathering up this energy. So I wanted to say something about Jupiter. Jupiter is a planet, if you know Western astrology, that is really big. And Jupiter's actually been in the sky. It's now you can't see it, but it was certainly at the new moon, the last new moon and waxing moon. Jupiter and Venus were unbelievable.
Mm.
And Venus is so bright still in the sky. But Jupiter represents a very big, take it all in kind of energy. Let's have fun. Let's really gather up all of the chi, gather up all of the energy. And that's really what wood is about, and wood type people are about. It's they're very much into be using energy, being able to use energy that's available. The time of day is 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. So you look at things happening like that, and of course, as Chinese medical practitioners, we look at anything that would happen. So this is the nighttime. So are you waking up at night? And of course, if you have a problem getting into a sound sleep, the suggestion is, and it's a good idea, to try and be in bed by 11. Try and get into that downtime by 11. And oftentimes, people feel that if they don't really start winding down by that time, they will get wound up again. And then they have a really hard time getting to bed and getting to sleep. So 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Of course, the trees are the energy, the association to wood. And it's this idea of very strong in the trunk, very flexible at the branches, and very rooted in the ground. And that's really how, when our wood element is imbalanced, there's some imbalance in all of those places within us, or, you know, as we associate. So the shaking at the leaves, oftentimes it gets rigid and you're inflexible as a wood type person. Or there can be a lot of anxiety with wood, where the actual, you know, you're actually, the limbs are shaking. Within the trunk of our body, the wood is associated with our muscles, with our tendons, with our ability to be connected to the bone, basically, and stay strong and sturdy. And then the root part of it is where it's in the ground, in our water element, which is the mother of wood. And having that be not dry, basically. So, you know what it looks like when a tree doesn't have water for a long, long time. The ground is really dry. It breaks away from the roots, and the tree begins to get unstable. So it is really nurturing the water element that is really going to stabilize our wood element.
That's fascinating. I look at it from a medical standpoint, and we look at these issues of the wood being in balance, the liver, gallbladder being in balance, that element, and it's so easy to get out of balance in our culture for a variety of reasons. And as you're speaking, of course, as a clinician, I immediately take anything that's said and see my patients, right? And so I'm kind of going through this directory of my patients as you're speaking about these elements. So anyway, it was just fascinating to me to hear you put it together in this particular way. So sorry to interrupt you. I was just
That's okay. Yeah, of course it's associated with the springtime, and I talked a little bit about that. It's also associated to the direction of the east and the color green. So I want to just move back to the springtime. And one good thing to think about is, how do you feel in the spring? How do you feel about the color green? How do you feel about wind? All of those questions as a five-element practitioner are really important diagnostic questions. Because, you know, some people, they go in their closet and they have every variety of the color green in their closet. Or they have no green. And they have a real aversion to green. That is going to tell you something about it. Remember, John, and this is for the audience, in Chinese medicine, it's either the, when we do a five-element thing, it's either the totally into it or not into it at all. And it's either, when we talk about the emotion that's associated to the wood, it's anger. So people who are angry and frustrated all the time, or a lot of the time, and I want to just say that's their default, because wood, the wood element person is going to default to anger. That is their default emotion. So they may be feeling sadness, they may be feeling fear, but it's going to default to anger. And it's also, a wood type person can be somebody who does not show their anger at all. So they're really two different looking people and acting people, but yet still have an imbalance in the wood element. So, and going back to that green color, some people really love the wind. Some people really do not like the wind. They don't like to go out in the wind. They don't like to be in the wind. And they have an aversion to the green color. So that tells a lot about people, and even the green color oftentimes is also within the complexion. So five-element practitioner is looking at each element and everything that's associated to that element within their diagnostic system.
Now
let's talk about the body.
I was just noticing that, of course, applying it to myself, that when I am in what I would call imbalance or less balanced than at other times, I find that I never wear green, and I have almost an aversion, or my wife will say, let's take a walk in the woods, and it's like, wind, you know, walking in the woods. When I'm in balance, when my body harmony is there, then I crave green, and it's very interesting to notice that from day to day or month to month, that sense that I have can really change.
That's good. That is closer to balance, is when we can identify it and when we can move in and out of the emotions and the things that are associated to the different elements. So that's very interesting. I guess I would probably ask you, how do you deal with anger? Is anger pretty... It doesn't seem like you're a real angry guy. I wouldn't say that you have an excess wood problem.
I will get angry in what I would call, this doesn't mean it's true, but I would call like the injustice. And I'll get very angry when I see people being taken advantage of, is kind of where that will come up. And also when I'm less in balance, I tend not to abuse people with my anger, but it will flare up, again, more so when I'm in balance. I'll be driving in my car and thinking about an event or something, and I'll get these like flashes of anger. They work out pretty quickly, but it really is a function of how balanced I am in my body, mind, is really the determinant for me of how much that anger will come up for me.
Right, and stay with you. That's an interesting anger. Let's just talk about the body, and then we'll actually dive into the emotional, the anger itself that's associated with the wood. So you mentioned the liver and the gallbladder, and that is the association to the wood, is our liver and gallbladder. Our eyes as well. I mentioned the sinews and the muscles. The nails, our nails reflect how the wood element, how healthy or balanced the wood element might be. It has a great influence, the liver, on the menses and the menstrual cycle particularly. Another area of the body is the neck and the shoulders that oftentimes get very, very tight, and a lot of tightness, and it's, you know, it's extremely, as you know, as a clinician, common for people to come in with a lot of shoulder and neck tension. So what we want to do, and it's perfect, is the detox. I mean, what we want to do with the liver. The liver is our main organ of detoxifying and eliminating and purifying the body. And it's the main digestive organ, the liver and the gallbladder. So it's intimately connected to what we eat. And there's two ways. It's a digestive, it has that digestive part of its function, and then it also has the function of, on more of another level, is about sleep and getting good sleep. That we say in Chinese medicine that the blood pools in the liver, goes to the liver at night, and when it's not comfortable there, basically, we can't sleep well. So as it gets stagnant, and that's what many of the problems that we have, particularly in Western culture, I would say, is stagnant liver qi. And probably as a clinician, I would say, you know, a couple reasons is because we don't have a good relationship with anger. We don't understand anger, and it's either something that is absolutely not okay to have, or it's something that somebody is stuck in and feels it all the time. So it has to do with this stagnancy. If we go back to looking at what happens in the spring, it's a movement. There's a movement that has to happen. If you've got a plant coming out of the ground, and it has something on it, this is the amazing thing about this energy. Let's say that there's a rock or a brick or even a sidewalk, and a plant's trying to come up. That the energy is so strong that it will go around the rock, it will break through the cement, and the movement. And when we have a stagnancy that's happening, and when this natural energy of the springtime pulls on us, and there's a stagnancy within us, that's when we really start to feel not good. That's when we really start to get frustrated. That's when we really start to feel tired. That's when we really start to feel anxious. We're not sleeping well. We're feeling depressed. Everything, there's this idea of stagnancy that comes in. And perfectly, what the detox does is it moves. It allows a movement. So it's eliminating. A detox diet is going to be eliminating. And when we eliminate, it allows the energy of the liver to move through us. The liver is responsible for the smooth flow of qi throughout the whole body. And when it becomes unable to regulate this flow of qi through the body because of its backup, so to speak, then every part of our body, both our body, because, of course, our body is connected by the tendons, the ligaments, the muscles. So that can be a big problem. The menses for women, of course, you're dealing with that every month. Our eyes, being able to see clearly, the vision, and not only the physical vision, but our own internal vision. So it's so wonderful that you're doing the detox, and I'm really so impressed that 81 people came. That is fabulous.
I was
fabulous,
very impressed,
you know?
Too. You know, it was and with the Sunday morning, and we had the rain. I had no idea. We actually originally had 70 or so signed up, and when we got there, I said, "Well, we could have seven, or we could have 70."
Right.
You know, it's a Sunday morning, and the fact
right.
that we ended up with 80 signed up, I was just absolutely delighted
yeah.
that many people
yeah.
were taking it so seriously.
Absolutely, and I tell you, the diet is, I have to say, I come from the stomach and spleen school, and it's just, to me, it's like, if your diet doesn't suit your body, your health can never really get optimal, let's put it that way. You just can't, no matter how many herbs or how much acupuncture or how much whatever you do. If the food that you put in your body is not the food that your body needs, then you're just putting Band-Aids on, as far as I'm concerned. And as you get older, as you age, it will all come back again around the diet. So I think it's really, really important. And the detoxing, this time of year, is the perfect time. Again, it's shedding the coats. We did this accumulation in the water time. We accumulate. It's cold. We need lots of warming foods. Maybe if you're a meat eater, you know, you're eating a little bit more meat in the cold weather. But now it's like, because we're moving into the summer, it's time to take the coats off. It's time to eliminate. It's time to clean out. And the springtime, moving into how it affects the wood element and energies upon the human psyche, is it's a time to renew, basically. And you can't really renew if you've got all of this gunk. And that's why detoxing, it's really two times of years. As I mentioned, it's the spring and it's also the fall. Because what we do in the summer is we take it on again. The summertime is that pure yang energy, and we're really taking stuff in. We're really having lots of parties and overeating and indulging in all kinds of things, and that yang energy is just really all around us. And then in the fall, we need to also think about detoxing in the fall, moving back into winter. So as we move through these five elements, it's yin-yang, 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 and that as we move through life. As we move through any moment, it's yin-yang, 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 yin-yang. So it's the ebb and flow of life, basically. And when we can begin to know that ebb and flow and follow that ebb and flow, we become more healthy. We become more happy. We become more balanced. So on the psyche, anger. Let's talk about anger. So I have to say, anger gets a really bad rap because it can be so uncomfortable for the person oftentimes experiencing the anger personally in them, and extremely uncomfortable for the people that are getting that person's anger. The wood element, you have to go back to that idea of this incredible movement and energy. Go back to the strength of plants, like moving cement, basically, coming up out of the ground. I mean, their will is to be pulled up in this movement, and nothing will stop them. They'll figure out how to get around the rock or around the brick. The roots of a tree, I mean, you can just look out on your sidewalk. They just tear up the cement. They are just going to grow. The movement is going to be there. And that is what anger is. It's an incredible amount of energy, the emotion of anger. And it's how we deal with that. In Chinese medicine, these five emotions that are associated with the five elements are meant to be felt and moved through. What happens is we get onto an emotion and we get stuck in it. So you experience the emotion, you deal with it as much as you can in that moment, which is part of the digesting of the emotion, and then you eliminate it. And what happens with wood-type people, or when we have an imbalance in the wood element, is we get stuck there. And as I was saying, we default there. So we might be feeling another kind of emotion, and I'll take it personally. I mean, my feeling was like, you know, rather than feeling fear, which in my opinion, at that, certainly when I was a younger person, was more of a deficient or a weakened emotion, I was going to have the strong emotion. So when I felt fear, I went to anger. Rather than feeling fear, it just like I defaulted to anger.
And that can be very empowering in some ways. You know, I'll see people who are very depressed, and then if they get angry about something, it gets their energy moving at least, right? There is some empowerment. At least they're creating that anger, and it gives them at least a sense of power and movement from that.
Absolutely, and that's a really good point. That's what I mean. It is an energy, and it will move us. At times when we're angry, boy, we can get a lot done. If you can focus that, you can really move out. And you may have wanted to say or do something, as you say, an angry something. You know, you felt the anger, and it allowed you to move. So think of it as a really powerful energy. And if you're the type of person who is feeling angry and frustrated a lot, it's your body, it's your psyche saying, you need to move. And it's very interesting that you talk about injustice, because that's a very big, for a wood-type person, injustices are completely something that can make them rage. And that's why I say that oftentimes wood people need to find a cause. When you identify a person as a wood type person. They are people who have an incredible amount of energy to kind of pull people. They're the head of the thing. In Chinese medicine, we say that the liver is the general. So you can imagine a general, and oftentimes, you know, in Chinese medicine, it's done particularly from the Confucian influence in China. It's done around the military and the government. Things are labeled around that. And so we say that the wood element and the liver is the general of the body. And oftentimes, this is the characteristic of a wood-type person. They see what needs to happen. They can see the overall kind of picture, and they are really good at this is what needs to be done. This is the movement that needs to happen. On the other side, if you're deficient in your wood, you oftentimes feel depressed, and you don't know where to move. You don't know what step to take. You want to. You've got the stagnancy. You want to move it, and it ends up turning into a depression that completely freezes you. And you're unable to move. And so your example was perfect about observing your clients once in a depressed state. When anger comes up and it's really moved on, there's a movement that happens. And that's exactly what needs to happen in that case of depression. Because that's oftentimes, that's people just don't have the vision. And so anger is the emotion. Insight is what the wood element. And now we get into these five spirits. So we've got five elements, and then we've got what we call five spirits. And in the wood element, it's called the hun. And the hun is identified as actually a soul in Chinese medicine. We have a corporeal soul and an ethereal soul. The ethereal soul is the hun, and it resides actually, we say, in the liver and associated to the wood element. The corporeal soul is the po, and it resides in the metal element. And that's another connection between the fall and the spring. What the hun gives us is it gives us insight and inspiration and visions and goals. And this is what, you know, when we are depressed, we don't have those. We don't have insight. We don't have inspiration. We don't have a vision. We don't know what our goals are. So when the liver is healthy, we have these things. And it's interesting because in this time of the year, these things come out, these inspirations and insights and visions and goals, and we're renewed with an energy that is coming from the earth to move on these things. It's also associated with making decisions, and that we say that that's the gallbladder that makes decisions.
Anastasia, what an interesting story. There are so many times in my life, and as a practitioner and in other areas, where I'll get something intellectually, and I'll even talk about it as though I understand it, and then I'll observe it on a very different level, and it kind of comes home. And I was teaching a Tai Chi class, and there was a woman in there, and I could not get her to shift her weight. And I tried everything to just step, to take a step. I want you to put your foot here. And finally, it just this flash, because she was also my patient, and I remember she had this horrific gallbladder deficiency type situation, and she couldn't take a step. And even in my notes, I had put in treating her that she couldn't make decisions because of this liver gallbladder problem that she had. So, yeah, she couldn't even carry out the action of taking a step forward.
Yeah.
It was very fascinating.
That, very fascinating. And, you know, that's wonderful that she's in Tai Chi class, because it's one thing when you do the body-mind thing together, when you can associate my inability or my observation about taking steps forward, putting that in her mind and then actually having her take, associating that with actually taking a physical step forward. In the Tai Chi class is a wonderful combination. That's that body-mind connection that is so incredibly important. And what a fascinating story that is. That's great. That's a great example.
Well, it was wonderful for me because I really got it on a very different level then that, oh, she actually can't take a step, right?
Yeah.
It was fascinating.
Yeah.
Because in her life,
yeah.
She couldn't do that. She could even, when pointed out, she could even see the steps that maybe needed to be taken, but then could not take them or follow through.
Right, right. Well, you know, the Chinese have, and I don't know what the name of it is in Chinese, but the Chinese have a kind of a sweet way of calling a shy child. It's translated as the small gallbladder. So there's this idea of shyness and fear, kind of, that comes from the gallbladder. Although we associate fear with the water element, it's kind of a shyness or a fear of moving within your own life. Just like you were talking about this particular patient that you had, the ability to take steps in your own life. And I wanted to get back again to the justice thing. I mean, it's very important for wood type people to, you know, again, and I think, you know, you've been somebody who has found a cause and dedicated your life to that cause. And I wonder if, because you had even mentioned personally how angry you can get with injustices. It's interesting. If you hadn't found, you know, your career and really put yourself into it as much as you put yourself into it, I wonder how imbalanced your wood would be. You know,
it would be very imbalanced. In fact, the first half of my life, I was pretty much of a flake in terms of just not going to classes, not following through on things, and also some depression, which I didn't realize that I was depressed until afterwards. And then I had a transformative event in my life, and then I didn't miss a day of work in 27 years. And clearly, it was a shift in that element, that, you know, in the way that you're speaking, of being able to put that energy on a course, in a direction. And that's really essentially what occurred, that it went from being just kind of depressed and unguided. I would do things in kind of fits and spurts, and I might do them pretty well, but that was it. And with that shift, then it was clearly, the direction became clear, and the course and the pathway became clear, and then it was a completely different life.
Yeah, it is a completely different life when you set it out. And, you know, you actually, you have a lot of the really admirable, we might say, qualities of wood. I mean, you are directing a huge amount of energy, so to speak. And you direct a lot of people in a lot of different ways. And that's very much what wood is. And I would say to balance anybody's wood element, everybody's wood element, the idea on the spiritual psychic level is finding comfort in your path. So if you've chosen a path, getting comfortable in that path. And if you haven't chosen a path yet, it's finding the path that you really have comfort in. You know, and it's obvious that you're comfortable in the role that you have in your life now. And that role is very general-like. It's very directive of many different aspects that you do. And so, you know, that's wonderful because it seems to me, and, you know, I mean, I don't know you super, super personally, but it seems to me just by knowing what you're doing in this world that you have found a cause, you've dedicated yourself to it, and you're able to direct that and feel comfortable in your path and have a good time doing it. So that's where that's how we nurture our wood element from on the psychic level, is to take time to have the insights, take time to feel the inspirations, take time to make a vision. What do we want? I mean, I'm looking right, sitting in front of my desk, and I have a beautiful piece of art that says, nothing happens unless first we dream. And the liver has very much to do with not only our dreams at night, as you know,
sure,
in a diagnostic sense, people having dreams that are disturbing is certainly talking to us about the liver being overactive and hot, possibly, the liver blood not being able to reside well, and also our daytime dreams, our dreams of our lives, our visions of our lives, our goals of our lives. This is what the wood element gives to us, and particularly what we call in the five spirits, the hun, the spirit of the hun. So taking time for that. This is a wonderful time of year to do pilgrimages, to go out, certainly spend time in nature, and do some reflections and insights. And if you have already made plans, this is the energy, this is the time to really move on it, whether it's moving in the place of being quiet and insightful, or you've already done that and now you want to put it together, you want to really move forward in your goals, then this is the time to do that. Excellent time. Have you shared with your audience about some of your detox foods?
A little bit, but I'd love to have you add some more You know, you.
Well, I just, I'm just generally, I would say that the foods that you want to eat now, you want to really lighten up your diet now. And it's just a good time, even if you didn't feel as though you wanted to commit to a full detox program, this is a time for taking in less food, basically, so that the energies can really move and your body can get a rest to the over-digesting, basically. But the foods that you would that you might want to think about, the lemon, the sour foods, and it's very easy. You want to think about alkaline foods now. So less meat. Apple cider vinegar is very alkaline. The citrus fruits are more alkaline fruits. Of course, miso, if you like miso, is very alkaline. Strawberries, it's a good time to have yogurt if you want to take in some dairy. It's a good time to eat some of the lighter grains, the lighter, again, a small amount of protein if you feel like you need to have animal protein. But I think if you're taking in animal protein every day the rest of the year, I think it's a really good idea to really move completely back from taking any animal protein for even just a few days. It doesn't have to be a long time. And think about eating what's in season. And what's in season right now are citruses. The early spring, like the strawberries, are coming in. The earth gives what we need. And if we follow, if we really look at what is growing around us, those are the things that are healthy in that season. So look what's coming into the markets, you know, and not from Argentina.
Right.
But what is being produced here in California. And again, to me, it just emphasizes, go to the farmer's market. The greens, it's really good to eat greens now. And you can see them. I mean, if you have a garden or you go into a farmer's market, it is green. There is, you know, lettuces and kales and chard, and it's just a ton of vibrant greens. And that's a really wonderful way of detoxing and alkalizing your body. So that's kind of my idea of spring food, basically.
Well, I think that's wonderful. That's a very simple, it's easy to follow, it's easy to think about. So I think that's fabulous. And essentially the detox diet that we do incorporates that. You know, there's more detail, but really that's the point. You know, there's 1 week where people don't eat meat. Just take a week off. Just do that.
Yeah.
But then one of the big things is that, as you said, the fact that if something is in season in Argentina doesn't mean it's in season here and that we should be eating it. And at the same time, I think although we have such a variety available to us, we all tend to get locked into certain food choices. So, for example, on the detox plan, I'll point to people. I'll say, look, there are only a couple of items in this column for you not to eat. Look at this column. There are dozens of vegetables and probably quite a few things that you've never even eaten before. And so that idea of opening up to maybe some new things that might be in season that we haven't thought about before.
And that's really an important thing, because when the wood element gets stagnant, variety gets very limited. And when it's moving, you're flexible. There's a flexibility that comes in. And so rather than looking at, oh, it's another kind of drudgery day, it's like, what is the new thing that's going to come into me today? Where's the new movement? Where's the new energy? Inviting that in rather than, and in your foods. Because it's amazing. I mean, you go to a farmer's market, and now through all the way through the harvest time, it's just an incredible abundance that the earth is giving us. And it starts now. And it's available to us on every level, from the foods that we eat to the energy that is there. And when we can gather that energy, we feel good. We feel balanced. We feel like we're moving through our lives. We're living our lives. And we're awake in doing that. There's a wakefulness in our consciousness that we're living our lives from that conscious, wakeful place. And that's really what's available in this time. I'm going to check my time and see how much time we have. Oh, we're right at the end. Okay.
4 or 5 minutes.
Well, you know, I want to just say a few things about the herbs. Do you have a detox tea that people are drinking?
What we're doing to make it simple is we have a product from one of the nutraceutical companies in general, and then we'll come up with certain teas. But I'd love to have you talk about just some simple things that pretty much everybody can do.
Yeah, well, dandelion root, of course, and burdock root are really good for cleaning out. And they'll have a little bit of a purgative effect, which is always good. And so the dandelion and the burdock root are really nice herbs and have to have in a tea, especially if you feel like you're in an excess state. There, I would say that dandelion, burdock are a little bit more on the detoxing side of it. But really, some kind of general ones are the lemon balm. It's the mints. And the mints are coming right up out of the ground now. So any of the mints, lemon balm is a really nice, and that will really help to lift your spirits, lemon balm and mints. And then generally, if you feel like you've had any kind of chronic liver conditions, milk thistle is a wonderful herb for basically, in Chinese medicine, we would look at it as even though it does clear some heat, it's more of a tonic to the liver. I see it more as a neutral herb for the liver. And so milk thistle is probably, if you have any kind of real liver ailments, you should be using milk thistle all the way around. Also, I want to mention that parsley root is really good. And it's a little bit more for the water element because it's a diuretic, but the parsley is really out. So eating parsley and using parsley, and if you're a little bit late and you still feel like you would like to clean out the kidneys and the bladder, you can make a very strong parsley tea. And all you do is bring the water to a boil, turn it off, put a whole bunch of this wonderful fresh green parsley in it, and drink that. And that is a really good cleanse for the kidneys and the bladder. I want to mention also, use the herbs in your foods. You know, if you use a lot of the parsley, and there's cilantro's coming out now, and soon the basil. In fact, there are basil that's been grown in hothouses is out now. When you cook with these fresh herbs, you need to use much less salt, which is way better for us, is to lighten up on the salt. And it makes the food really, really tasty. So you don't have to use a lot of oil because, you know, what we want is we want tasty food. That's what our mouth wants, is something really tasty. And it's amazing to use the fresh herbs, and I really encourage everybody to use the fresh herbs. And then a liver tonic is Oregon grape, wild yam, and dandelion together. And that's kind of a classic liver tonic that Michael Tierra has in his very old book, The Way of Herbs. So that
might
be funny.
I was talking about that. I do the show The Medicine Men with Dave Stouter. And we were talking, and he had worked with Michael Tierra many, many years ago, and we were talking about that very old book. Yeah, so it's great.
Yeah. Okay. I think we're out of time, aren't we?
Well, I got about a
You're
minute,
welcome.
Just enough to thank you
okay.
a little bit.
Okay.
For
oh,
being
great.
On
I'd love for you to thank me, yeah.
Yeah, this is fabulous. When you've been on, every time you've been on before, I've gotten great feedback. You know, we come from similar backgrounds, and we talk about a lot of the same things, but of course we have our own perspective on it. And so I think it's great to hear things from more than one perspective. Often I find I'll have patients come in, and they go, oh my gosh, I went to this naturopath, and she told me not to eat this. I'm so happy. And I'm thinking, yeah, I told you not to eat that about 8 times, right? But there's something there. It's a different communication,
yeah.
And I'm sure that happens,
yeah.
You know, the other way around,
yeah.
too. And it's
yeah.
just... hearing it from a different voice can just make so much difference there.
Yes,
so I really thank you for coming on and doing this. Well, thank you so much, Anastasia, and we're out of time. And thank
yes.
you, and have a great trip.
Okay, thanks so much, John, for having me on, and take good
you
care.
Betcha.
Enjoy the spring. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.